Hey everyone, episode 175 with the low-hanging fruit, John and Andy. It's been 6-7 weeks since we last did an episode. Well, I didn't any kind of episode. I'd lost my studio keys. There was a rigmarole to getting you set. You know, when I got the new set, the remote wasn't working, so I had to swap that out again, so we missed another week. I kept trying to do a solo episode in between there, but I've just been too busy with work and all that sort of stuff. This episode will give a bit away as to why we've been a bit tied up. More of the same crap that you've usually come to expect from us. But yeah, it was definitely refreshing. Nice to see the guys. Like, yeah, it's been a while. Like, share, follow, subscribe, all the usual stuff. This year's been slow. Just to start off with, obviously, because I lost my keys and I'm going to be a bit tied up over the next 4 weeks. But hopefully once routine sets in, I can start getting in some of the guests that I had initially lined up for the end of 2023. If you have anyone you think we should have a chat to, by all means, flick in my details, get them onto this. Listener count's slowly growing, which is really cool to see. Nice to see that stuff's getting appreciated. Share the animations. You know, I've had a lot of fun getting them put together. And yeah, enjoy.
There are improvement works ahead, so this train will terminate at the next station.
Big news, man. Big news.
I'm so sick.
Catch me up. How about that?
Are you Muslim?
See ya!
He should have been slapped as a child. He's a poor
He looks dirty. He looks like he's just come out of a dumpster diving for...
I'm not a clown.
You look like you just come out dumpster diving, and he looks clean for the first time ever.
Dumpster diving?
Maybe, I don't know, I just seem a little
dumpster
different, I don't know.
Diving. Dumpster diving. I haven't seen you for like 6 weeks, and the first thing you say to him is, you look like you've been dumpster diving.
You've been working hard.
So specific as well.
Specifically diving.
Is it because you grew out a beard?
Yeah, possibly.
Is that better?
You look
what do you think? You look a lot, yeah, so much better.
Do I?
Oh, dickhead. My God.
How much? Question. Do I look like a Habibi?
No.
It doesn't look too chunky down here low?
No.
No?
Okay. No, looks good. You actually look
congrats.
Normal.
That's right.
I would put him in the category of normal, definitely.
I was just saying, I haven't seen him with a beard like that ever.
Mm.
The last,
oh, okay.
He used to have that Italian soccer team.
What, chops?
No, like the goatee with the sort of light, fade, stubble, whatever.
I've never had a beard, ever.
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, well, thank you.
I grew a beard out of default just because I couldn't be bothered shaving.
Yeah.
And that's when I was shaving my head as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just easy. Like, if I keep clipping the beard, then I keep having to clip the beard. No, I'm serious. Dumpster diving. You're a dickhead.
And what perchance was he diving for in his dumpster?
Well, I'm assuming money.
Come on, man. A couple of bucks.
You know, that's a thing in the Philippines. They call it pogpog. A mate of mine,
I believe it.
A mate of mine in Canberra sent me the link. I couldn't get through the YouTube video. Pogpog is basically recycled food. So they dumpster dive.
I've heard about that.
They dumpster dive, they wash the food.
And then they resell it, right?
And then they refry it and sell it.
On the streets. Yeah.
I saw that. That's how poor, like, it's down to like that. Mm. So it's like a couple bucks. It's predominantly obviously in the slums, and they pretty much only sell it to people that need it.
Yeah.
But it's called, Pogpog. It's fuck, dude. I tried watching the YouTube video, and based on the fact that I went to the Philippines, like, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, I was paying nothing to be at this resort. Like, yeah. I mean, when you compare it to Western prices, it was like $145 a day, $100 a day. Like, and every morning you had buffet breakfast, and it was all included. The only thing that wasn't included was booze, you know? Mm. So, buffet breakfast, I'm loading plates up, like, till I'm falling asleep from, like, the carb overload and the sugar chicken and all that shit. And then you got something like Pogpog where they're like literally getting fried chicken that's been eaten, cleaning it off the bone, washing it, rebreading it, frying it, and selling it.
Thanks for putting a downer on this, Tim.
Makes you wonder.
Call it. He called me a dumpster
subscription.
Diver.
What do you say? Subscribe. Thanks. Listen.
Like, share, follow, like, subscribe. Share,
so I'll see you next time.
Because of Pogpog.
Buy us a coffee. And buy us a coffee.
I am poor, though. I'll give you that. Oi, I was thinking, did you get booted out of your house?
You live on the top level of your freaking penthouse.
I don't live on a top level. The top floor is like 24. I'm on the 14th.
Sure it is.
And I got in there with COVID prices.
Mm. Liar! I feel like this is muffled for some reason.
I'm on the 14th floor, thank you, sir.
Am I coming through all right?
Yeah.
I feel like I can't hear myself through this.
Probably the beard blocking
maybe,
the-
Yeah, it's muffling it a bit now. I got my own pop filter.
You're a dickhead. Do I ever sound muffled when I talk?
What do you mean?
No, you guys sound fine, but when I talk, I normally can hear myself quite clearly, whereas today I sound
much. That's probably a good thing.
Maybe I just got congestion. Do you have any anticoagulant?
I forgot to have my
anti-allergy. I'm just checking because then that's going to start.
Here's some strepsils.
I feel like this has played out already before.
You want to smoke?
I'm a dark.
I'm waiting for him to lean back further and put his feet up.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually.
Because he's wearing
his little toes are wiggling. Yeah, he's getting excited.
He's wearing thongs. I'm jealous because he's wearing thongs.
He's going to slip right out of
those
babies.
Some of us can't prepare dim.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Can anybody just imagine?
No.
Take a
cut. I'm trying to get rid of all my shit because I got to move. So I'm trying to get rid of excess crap in my storage.
Why
cage.
Are you moving again?
Lease is up.
Oh yeah. Where are you moving?
Oh, you're moving from there, the penthouse.
I'm not in the penthouse.
Suite.
The ensuite. The presidential suite. That's right. It's the presidential suite.
14th floor.
You had to add the word suite.
City views.
The city view. I love a park view, thanks.
Right on that skyline.
You're both fuckwits. Like you're both
opens the blinds in the morning.
I'm
completely naked. Yeah.
Naked, of course.
Champagne glass from last night still there.
He shares his, what do you call it? He shares his, what do they call it? Like when you...
What?
He shares his shame with the pigeons up on the top level. Reginald, good morning.
The irony is I'm the one with the least job security, no savings, living on the edge of poverty and homelessness. Yes, I'm living in a penthouse suite on the top floor of a skyscraper.
Feeding pigeons caviar.
Yes. While I'm nude.
No bread comes for them.
Finishing champagne from the night before. Do I drink champagne? No, never. But yeah, you know, I'm finishing it.
Where are the pigeon croissants?
I'm very sorry, sir, but it seems they were put out.
Your card has been declined.
Over, like, literally 1 hour later, I'm on the street dumpster diving. Forget that the apartment has a bond, that like, actual cash, and they're coming back. No, I'm straight in the gutter.
Dude, what are you doing? I'm selling some reused food. You know,
little cardboard placard. What I tune for food?
You're both idiots.
Wait, so where are you moving to?
Staying in the same area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been looking last 3 weeks.
When are you out?
Lease is up April 20th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can't look for anything because you've got to apply within 2-3 weeks of the new lease. So, yeah, that's been fun. But they jacked up the rent by 20%.
That's crap.
Yeah, that's insane.
Did you get kicked out of your joint? That's what I was
asking. I'm in the process of.
So, what does that mean?
They gave me the notice to vacate, and then...
And he's at the front door with, a rake in his jocks over my dead body.
I've been letting them come in. They've, So, they've been pulling dodges, right?
Why do I feel... That if anyone was trying to do an inspection at your place, you would make it the most uncomfortable circumstance.
I'm about to tell you. So they wanted to come on Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And luckily,
that's Andy's love me day.
Yeah.
He's already nude, shaving everything. You're watching
He's glistening.
Watching Commando.
No. So I had South Park running in the background. I was in my undies. In the kitchen with the biggest knives you can find, cutting nails off chicken feet and cleaning them while pickling cucumbers.
I'm dumpster diving, he's cutting off chicken feet in his jar. Right?
And they were coming down with some potential buyers. And I'm like, come in, no worries, come down, I'll be home. So I'm literally cleaving chicken feet with, pickling some cucumbers. Everything's out in the open. It smells like shit in the apartment, absolute shit. And they walk in and they're like, oh! I'm like, hey, come in! I'm just in underwear. And she's like, is this a bad time? I'm like, no, it's great. Come in, you know, look around, do whatever you want. And anyway, on the way out,
took
I'm like-
a dump, didn't flush the toilet.
I'm not a monster.
Every room just gets worse. The bedroom's just got these mysterious tissues in the corner. You know what I mean? Blinds drawn. It's all dark. There's like a pair of jocks on the ground. What the hell's going on in here, man?
I'm no monster. I'm no monster. I just wanted an uncomfortable environment, not a sexual, you know, harassment lawsuit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I did that a couple of times, and they haven't been back since, which is great.
And they haven't been back since, so...
So far, so good. But yeah, I'm out on April 6th.
You scared them away.
So they can just kind of, so they can just kick you out with no reason. They just have to give you a notice, and that's it.
My lease was up April 6th, they gave me the 60-day notice.
The only notice they can give you abruptly at the end of your lease is that they've got family moving in by law. And if they've got family moving in, it's got to be family, and then the place can't go back on the market for, I think, 2 or 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I've got a mate that was in the same situation. He got booted out after a year, and he was prepared to confirm, you know, for 3 years or whatever. And they kicked him out after a year because their daughter or something was moving back in, and he was saying how he's going to monitor the, like, have it on his watch list, so if it comes back on the market, he can sue him.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
So, here's where my first irritating topic of the day comes in.
Well, he's just going straight in.
Well, because he's preparing himself.
Yeah, let's see.
So,
wow.
Okay. So, as you said, right, it's really hard to find the next place because with the timing of everything and that, you want to line it up.
You want to line it up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you want to give yourself at least 2-3 days of transitional between the apartments.
Yeah. Plus cleaning,
right? If you've got a carpeted apartment, you need to pay for carpet cleaning, steam cleaning. You've got to show a physical receipt that you've paid for someone professional to come in and steam clean. The problem is that the market's so undersaturated with rentals, everyone that goes out there, like I did a few inspections, every apartment I went to go see, there'd be 20, 30 people minimum.
Yeah, plus, yeah.
I'd ask the agent, how many people have you had walking through these apartments? Like, oh, on average, yeah, we get about 70 to 80 applications.
Yeah.
How are you meant to compete with that?
So, there's no rentals anymore?
Yeah, well, there's a glut of rental because no one can afford to buy a house. So there's a glut of people looking for rentals.
Oh, okay.
So people are turning up at every inspection.
There's huge demand with very little to no supply.
Yeah,
okay.
Essentially. So, yeah, we had the same problem. We got our 60-day notice and we thought, oh, shit. We were, like, trying to save to buy and we're not in that position yet. So we're like, shit, now we're forced into renting another year, basically. And the kicker was like, we don't really have an option to stay on month to month at all. They want us gone on that day, before that day. So we got our notice, we started looking, and we're like, the only way we're going to line this up is if we, because we also had a trip to Sydney planned around that time. So we need to get out before that date. And we basically said, okay, let's consider what options we have, go do some inspections and start getting the ball rolling. But realistically, in that length of time, the only chance you'll find is something that's like being developed and is about to finish around that time, so it's vacant. Or by chance you leave it until the last 2 weeks, but then it's like, what happens if you don't find anything? You're homeless.
The problem is you can't apply for an apartment too far out because they're like, well, I'm not going to take you who's going to move in 4 weeks. I'm going to take this guy that's ready to move in tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's 4 weeks of rent that I'm getting.
Yeah. So we had to specifically look for developments that were finishing around that like early mid-March.
So, get something new.
Yeah, right? And we went to inspect those, and there was hundreds of people.
Yeah, that's
hundreds
standard.
Of people. And when we spoke to the real estate agents, I was like, oh, you know, I used to do real estate, blah, blah, blah. It's all the same shit. And they're like, yeah, there's some differences. And they're like, if you still know some people, just have a chat with them. So, I spoke to someone I knew in property management.
What the hell are you doing calling me?
Yeah.
It was like $50.
Yeah, where's my money, man?
It's like, hey, John, it's Andy. Where have you been? I've been looking for you.
There's better be a call with some numbers to a bank account. I'll tell you what. Where are you living these days?
What's that? Tell them. All right.
Yeah, no, and so we, so I called up and I said to one of my friends, like, what's the go with these rentals? Like, what are my chances? And they go, there's so many applications coming through that literally they go through a couple, and if one of them looks decent, they just take them in. They don't even look at the other 68. Yeah. So, she's like, unless you know someone that can kind of put the word in for you, you're screwed. Like, it's a chance thing. So, knowing that, I started making a couple more calls, and then I was like, okay, well-
Started sending in nudes.
Yeah.
Just headshots. Here's a little something.
Burn it straight away.
Haven't shaved in days.
That's the worst. Stop. I can't. That was my fault. I shouldn't have said anything. I blame myself. Continue, please.
So, we went to a few rentals. A lot of the agents didn't even show up to the inspections.
Yeah, I've done that.
And they didn't even like no notice, no email saying cancelled, nothing, just didn't show. And we were like, you know what, this is bullshit. So we ended up conceding and applying to a
public
place.
Housing.
I was about to say that. Commission housing.
Well, well, that's public housing.
It'll come up.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to quickly cut you off. I'll give you one of my rental experiences.
Mm.
I found a place not far from where I am. So, like, within a couple blocks that I was comfortable with. Nice looking apartment. All the space I needed. Sweet. Price was decent. And my whole thing was, this is not going to be available, like, you know, in four, yeah, 6 weeks or whatever the deadline is.
Mm.
Dude, every time I tried to click to inspect it, inspection date would come up. I'd accept. Then it would get cancelled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then it wouldn't be on the, like, available. Yeah. Then a week later, week and a half later, it'd pop back up. Like, oh, this is available for inspection again. I'm like, okay.
Same.
Click. Yep. And on the day or the day before, cancelled. Again, not on the market. And then I'm like, stuff this. I unsubscribed, right? And then it came up as a suggested in my real estate thing. And the price had increased by $100.
Yeah, yeah. I had the same thing.
So, they haven't leased it out in 3-4 weeks, but they've increased the price by $100.
Yeah.
A week. How is it fair?
Yeah.
Mm. How insane is that, man?
Yeah. I had the same thing happen to me, but it was $60, not $100.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a choice. That's the one I ended up taking. But, so, we ended up conceding on a new building that was, like, it's not even finished yet. So, we're like, crossing our fingers.
Andy moves in and there's two, like, drilling shit over the toilet, over his
bed. Grab some of that plaster. Bring it over here.
He's on the couch trying to watch TV. Man, on
some of these architraves.
Dude, these tradies just walking in and out. One guy uses his dunny. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, he didn't put the plumbing in.
He's like, works like a champ.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I'll be back tomorrow. Please don't.
Please don't. I'll bring a coffee. As soon as the guy walks in, Andy's walking in. Just bring the whole dunny.
He wakes up. He does, like, his night shift.
Yeah.
Gets to bed at 8 a.m. Finally gets to bed. Just as he's closing the door, he says, all right. I don't want to be a pain, but you're out of sugar.
Check under the sink.
And he just concedes. It's under the sink.
Nah, don't see it here.
You only got skin milk here.
Yeah. And that white stuff. I need me raw sugar.
While he's lighting a dart.
Can you open a window?
Nah. The breeze will come in.
I'll put the rain jute on. Got a tester anyway.
Standing there pulling smoke.
Stove's working.
Yeah. He's using the gas to light his smoke. Stop. Again. What are we in? 15 minutes. Okay. All right. Continue.
All right. So, here's where things start getting interesting. All right. So, we applied for a home loan. Got rejected. Well, we didn't apply, but we essentially...
You don't want a home, you want a dungeon.
We got early. We applied for a dungeon loan. And essentially, we got rejected, right?
Really?
They were... Yeah. Yeah, they essentially
I told rejected. You to talk to my broker.
I'm talking to a lot of brokers.
Talk to my broker.
Talk to the broker.
Well, the broker.
Give
exactly.
me the broker.
Yeah, give you the broker.
So,
this broker is like a John Wick trailer for the broker.
So... I
saw you rate 5. Five mortgages with one pencil. Those are 55 pages front and back.
Hey, John, you want a negative gear?
Yeah.
All right, go, continue.
Okay.
Took his calculator. He's done. Destroyed his calculator.
Just hear it tapping in the corner.
Stop. Stop, man. Continue.
Okay. So, I ended up conceding with the brokers, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll try the bank.
Yes, because they're so much friendlier and happier.
Bank was friendly. Well, I'll give him that.
Come in.
you want a home? Like, please. Sherry. Bring out the roast.
They've got a
Think
roast.
Think thin slices, sir.
In the bank, they've got a roast going.
Just comes out on the wheels.
The guy with the chef hat, he slices at the table.
With that metal dish and presents it. And it's like, so what do you have as collateral? Well, nothing.
The guy has to walk off all pissed off.
Can I get gravy on the side with that? How much deposit you got there? Have you passed your LVR?
20%.
I was going to say,
what have you
get
got?
The potatoes.
What have you got for a deposit? I was thinking we need a 90% line. God, please. It's just, they push a button and they escort you out.
Give them the tomato sauce. It's not getting gravy.
Just a cold, hard bottle. Yeah. Please stop. I can't breathe. All right, go ahead.
All right, so the bank was like, yeah, repayments, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, that's easy done. That's no problem. And then they're like, well, no, it is a problem. It's, you know, we can't do that. And I'm like,
we have no money, so it makes no difference.
I'm like, that's kind of weird because I can do that. Very easily I can do that. I can probably pay like months in advance if I had to. It's not a problem. And then they were like, no. You know, it's not going to work, blah, blah. So I got rejected, essentially. I didn't even get to pre-approval. So that was good at least because I didn't have to do a credit check. Yeah, and then I was like thinking about it.
So they were saying you had to pay. What were they saying?
So they were approximating the repayments to be somewhere around like $3,500 max.
Yeah,
a month.
Which and you said, yeah, that's fine.
I said to them, that's fine. I can prove that's fine. I got no problems with that.
Yeah, and I'm like, no.
What's your rent currently?
Just under $2,000.
Yeah, with two incomes.
Very cheap.
Yeah, with two incomes, it's easily doable.
It's very cheap, and so I got really frustrated. Then we ended up conceding, looking for a place.
It's like they don't want to give money up.
Yeah. No. We could not find a place that would work in the time frame because we had to look so early in advance. And so we conceded with one place, which is now double what I pay in rent.
What?
Almost. Yeah, that's normal now. It's normal. Like, what I was paying in rent before is basically half of what most people are paying now. Because I've been there for 3 years. 3 years ago, we locked in at like $350 a week for a two-bedroom apartment, brand new. Yeah, that's nothing. And
$350 a week will get you a two-bedroom apartment in Noble Park, not Cheltenham.
Yeah. And so we've been sort of like using that just because they haven't ever jacked our rent ever. They've never spoken to us, never bothered us. And we're like, sweet. And now it's, you know, we're looking for two bedrooms anywhere in the southeast. And it's like, yeah, they're minimum $600 at this point. And that's for like a pretty shitty place, like average as hell. But the problem is we can't get a shitty place because they're probably tenanted or currently vacant, not vacant. So we need a place that's going to be new and free to move in as soon as possible. So we had to concede and I'm paying like double what I'm paying now.
Wait, so you've actually signed a lease?
Yeah.
When did you do this?
Oh, like last week.
Why didn't you call me to call my broker?
I still don't have enough to...
Yeah, but you don't know that.
Well, where I want to be at, it's not enough.
You're a celebrity.
Not enough. Definitely not enough.
Famous on the dark web.
It's for the wrong reasons of like, oh, it's not traditional banking, then we're not going to look at it. That was the reason pretty much everyone gave me.
What the fuck does traditional banking mean?
Like Australian dollars.
Get stuffed,
so
man.
My bank wouldn't even...
Disney dollars.
Surprising.
Disney dollars?
My
pull out can't buy because of weed with Disney dollars, man.
I got a $500 Monopoly note here.
Three, draw four Uno cards.
Have you seen how many hotels I've got? You peasant.
Do you own any hotels, Andrew? A dozen. Yeah. A dozen.
So.
All confident as well. Yeah, a dozen. Yeah, okay,
every time I pass go, I get a couple of grand. Anyway, so yeah, so conceded, got an increase in blah, blah. My bank originally had said to me that because I'm not earning AUD, they're not even going to consider it. Like, that was not a consideration.
That doesn't make sense because there's so many overseas investors.
Yeah.
South Bank is literally like 90% owned by Chinese.
If you don't earn Australian dollar for your business, then some banks, not all, some banks won't even listen to you. Like, I couldn't even get past...
Go.
Yeah, I literally
the little person at the door that at the when you walk into the bank, you know, you got your little reader. Yeah, now. This is like that's the first question. What do you make in AUD?
Well, nothing.
Well, please leave.
Yeah,
please leave. Right.
Don't let the ATM kick you in the ass on your way out.
Well, yes, thank you. You keep your ATMs. Skimmer bullshit. So here we go. So we're getting into it now. So
we're at 23 minutes.
This wasn't into it?
No.
This is 23 minutes, and it started with Andy and his
Had you ever just considered, like, M-City?
So I can't get a loan.
So
it's got a tennis court.
This started with Andy and his jocks chopping up chicken feet.
Yeah, yeah.
23 minutes ago.
We did. That's true.
Okay.
So I can't get a loan. Okay, fine. I'll just keep saving whatever.
You're going to the wrong people then.
All right, well, send me your guy.
You need to go to the guys off the market.
I'll entertain anything at this point. But if I can get out of my current lease early, then great, because it's going to cost me the same amount as a mortgage would cost me, right? That's what it is. It's like $3,100 a month. The mortgage was quoted between three and three and a half.
That's about right.
Makes no sense to me, but anyway. So, instead of paying that off, I'm paying rent, which was no problem. Straight acceptance.
Wait, you know, have you moved?
No, I'm moving. I mean, it's not ready yet.
You said sixth, yeah?
I need to hand back the keys by the sixth, but I'm not going to be in Melbourne. So, I need to hand back the keys probably like the 3rd or 2nd of April.
So, when's your move going to be? Comes back, all his shit's on the street.
So, originally they said the 21st, then it was 23rd, then it's 28th. So, we'll see.
Look, that couch doesn't fold out, but it's very big.
Oh, thank you.
That red rug will come in handy.
Yeah, I was going to bring my red rug from my office here. I was going to say, you could probably take a curtain down and wrap yourself
with it. Oh, yeah. No, I run hot
modesty curtain.
I need
walking from the toilet to here with that wrap around.
Oh, I missed. So, I'm paying that much in rent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Albeit, look, maybe it's a bit extravagant. We're, like, right next to the beach now. We're, you know, overlooking the water and all that crap. Who cares? I don't really care.
And he calls me extravagant.
It's just that was the only place that worked.
Beach frontage. And he says I'm extravagant because I live in a basement in South Bank.
So, we're along Beach Road, basically, okay? Now.
Next, you'll say that he leased an Audi.
Now. You know what I mean? Now.
And the Audi dealership said...
So, wait. So, I can't get a loan, okay? I've gone through about five different people...
Those bags of blood really
three banks,
help.
Two brokers, okay? Can't get a loan, okay? Paying double in rent, fine. That's close to what I'd pay in mortgage repayments. Okay. I also have to pay taxes. So, not only do I get rejected for the loan because I don't earn my money in that, I also pay taxes more than what most people are paying at the moment. So... Okay, fine. Paying taxes too.
But we all
then
pay
I
taxes.
Find out. Yeah, but I'm paying more. Then I find out.
From more than who?
Than you.
Wow. That means you're earning more.
To a degree.
Then what's your point? You earn more, you pay more taxes.
I'm getting paid more for two reasons. One is because it's an outside currency coming in.
And then they're a fall guy.
And then the other one is just normal tax.
High risk venture.
One day, he's going to wake up, the press are going to be on his front.
He's literally going to be the... What's that movie with Jim Carrey?
Which one?
Jack and Jill?
Where they rob the banks.
Yeah, because he takes the eggs, he takes a fall. It's literally going to be... Cupcake and...
She's both got aliases.
Yeah.
Strudel.
Danish, actually. So, okay, fine. Then I find out, by doing some sleuthing, that...
You mean Google.
All new property developments must allocate a minimum of 10% to commission housing.
All? Piss off, no.
All. Minimum.
When did this come in?
Either January this year or January last year. One of the Januaries.
All
new property developments that have apartments.
What if you're building apartments in Brighton or South Bank or something?
Yo, that's where roughly I am, along Beach Road, on the beach line, paying $720 a week, right? So, 10% of my building, which is 165 in total apartments, 10% of that. Actually, I found out it's 18% of our building is given to commission housing. So, I'm paying a stupid amount of rent, paying a stupid amount of taxes because of the fact that I'm earning outside currency. Can't get a loan on top of that. Also, my taxes are going to pay for people, which is in excess of 70% of my taxes, go to pay for commission housing to live on the beach line along with other people. If you buy an apartment in my block... They minimum start at like 1.3 million, minimum to buy one. How does this make sense? I can't understand it. So, I did a little bit more looking, found out that on one side of Nepean Highway, which is like you know, the Hyatt side.
Yeah, where I was living.
Yeah, like where the office works, KFC side is on that. So that side is, there's quite a bit of already commissioned housing there.
There's heaps.
There's heaps, right? There's in excess of-
Hyatt's got like this nice part, and then it's got all the commissioned
houses. You've got the Golden Triangle, and then they've sort of start, So in excess of about 1,000 in a short radius around like Cheltenham, Hyatt, around that section. If you go on the other side where the beach is, there's like 11. It's a massive difference, right? Huge. So the government have proposed changes to change that, to stop that from happening. And they're saying, well, now we're going to fixate on that side, on the beach road side. So on your Brighton's, Sandringham's, Hampton's, all that side there, all of that is now going to have proposed, they've proposed 980 new properties to be fixated on commission housing.
That's going to end well, surely.
There's got to be an uproar about that.
Oh, there is. Like, local governments, like, so for example, Sandringham, very protective local government. They don't let changes happen. That's why I remember trains they not going under.
They were trying to get the rail.
On the Frankston line.
Yeah, and they said no.
And they said no.
They put it through Clayton without even asking anyone.
Yeah, right?
Sandringham was like, I'm going to write a letter.
Yeah. Same with Chelt. So when I was living in Chelt years ago, it was great. There was very little problems, very little crime. It was actually an awesome suburb. Moved out, went back to Clayton, East Bentley, et cetera, years later. Came back now, which is where I'm living. It's a shithole. Ever since they put it on the Frankston line, it's been a shithole. Crime is skyrocketing in Chelt. Like, insanely. Hyatt, Southland's gone. Like, Southland's just gone.
Really?
It's like Mad Max style. It's just, it's gone.
Well, actually, yeah, I was going to say, you're there. What's gone? I was going to Southland for a year solid, because I lived around the corner.
Mm.
And I had a great time, because it was COVID as well, so there was no one around. Mm. What's happened now?
Oh, it's just a shit fest.
Really?
Like, yeah, there's kids just, like, stealing shit, fighting all the time, shit's trashed all the time.
So you're saying the demographic itself has shifted, it's not just...
Oh, massively.
Not just some bad eggs.
Like, no, it's...
The demographic is bad eggs.
They have increased.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just one or two hooligans that have.
No.
Two hooligans can't cause that amount.
We're talking about I'm saying large groups.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a large group problem. It's a shift
in the demographic. It's not just. Yeah.
It went from like older suburb, older people.
Yeah.
Or like young families with the older people to now very, very young people or, as much as I hate to say it, like the commission housing sort of like hardcore drug addicts that are just like there's syringes everywhere in Chelt now. I can't walk down one of the streets without finding some syringe somewhere.
I haven't They're seen everywhere. That in so long, man.
It's like broken glass, fine, okay, whatever. But the syringes it's clear. Like, it's clear that they're everywhere. And a lot of the businesses are just saying like they're getting abused all the time, shit's getting stolen all the time. It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. So, I don't know. Their argument is that they're saying that by adding the commission housing into these nicer suburbs, they're less likely to offend.
No.
Cheltenham has been the biggest example for me to see that is the biggest bullshit
ever. Wait a second.
Ever.
What kind of logic is that? That they're less likely to offend if they're in a nicer suburb?
Because they're like around nice people, rich people.
That makes them, that either puts them on edge or it becomes opportunistic where they start like...
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Of course that makes no sense.
I think the biggest like kick in the pants in all this is the fact that you've got, you know, 80% of the people there having to pay higher taxes, higher rates, higher this, higher that. But then shouldn't the commission houses bring the rental price down?
Yeah, it should.
No, I'm just saying.
But the thing is that they're getting free rent, it's essentially. It's all subsidized,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that... You would think it's going to damage property prices because of that, because no one wants to live next door to one. They built the one next to Southland, and
which one was that?
It's like a massive black building on the corner where the gym is on the outside of Southland, on Chesterville Road.
Chesterville Road,
yeah, just before Nepean.
Hang on, I'm trying to picture it. Chesterville Road.
On the left,
Road.
Say a hand side there.
Well, if you're driving towards Nepean, it's on the right, on the corner, just across from Southland.
Oh, as in before you get to the block of Southland on the right. Yeah, yeah,
Chesterville.
Going towards the Nepean.
Yeah, on the right side.
On the right side.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't Southland on the corner there?
It's on the next corner.
Opposite across Nepean Highway.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a big black building they built. They was very, very quiet about it.
I remember you saying that. Yeah.
And even on their signs and stuff, they weren't clear as to what it was, which they're supposed to say. But there's like all this launch housing, homelessness stuff in on Charman Road now in Cheltenham. Like it's they've catered a very big time towards that. But that building that they made, like what was it, like late last year or something, it finished.
Yeah, you mentioned it on a podcast.
There's been
like
cops
an hour ago.
Ambos there, fire brigades. There. Like it's been nonstop. There's been shootings there in the car park. There's been robbery. Like it's bullshit, man. That's one building. yeah, I don't know.
They had I remember, I think I was down at Rosebud, and they had it on, I think it was on whatever the ABC show is, where they have just people on it.
Four Corners.
No, it was just like normal.
That questions one.
Yeah, and they all sit on
Q&A.
No, it wasn't Q&A either. It's like this new one where they're all sitting like in an auditorium, like kind of facing a host.
Yeah, that's Q&A.
No, it's not Q&A. It's a different one. And like they're all giving their own input. The host hardly talks at all.
That's Q&A.
No, it's not Q&A. Q&A is the one with the three people on the four people on each side, yeah?
Debating.
Yeah, that's Q&A.
I think so.
Unless it's been overhauled, but I'm pretty sure it's not Q&A. It was a different one.
I think it is Q&A now.
Did they revamp it?
I think they've revamped it, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it was a woman that was hosting it.
Why don't you listen to me?
Okay.
Why don't you listen to me?
Because
I try to help.
Because the format changed.
I'm here to help.
Yeah.
I'm here to help.
And I remember them talking about this, and it was basically it got very heated because you had the very, you know, the people like you saying this is bullcrap,
yeah,
and then you had the very ESG wakey people saying, well, we have to give these people a chance,
yeah,
and then there was a dude at the back saying just put them in like a basin / tundra area with a high flood zone and just let them just fend for themselves.
High flood zone.
The problem is
more saying that instead of a person at the back.
The problem is that loud people are the ones that are like those ESG people, right?
Yeah.
If you go to these community groups, I don't know, on social media. People will post, like, for example, there's, like, Bayside Crime or something like that, like, where they post and be aware and people can, like, be aware of it, right?
When I was in Hyde, I joined them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, I've seen a couple of people post and they'll be like, oh, this guy stole my car last night. Here's a video of it. If you know, call the police and whatever. People will go into that chat, into that comment section and be like, you should not post video footage of the person. You should not post a picture because someone's relatives might see it and they might get upset.
Good.
What the fuck is wrong with you? And a lot of these people post anonymously, and I swear you're so lucky you do, because if I ever found out where you lived, I'd break all your fucking windows.
He would dox the crap out of it.
You are a moron. If you live your life like that, I'm telling you right now, go and kill yourself.
So,
please.
Do you remember how... Sorry to take away from your story. So, you remember
kill
how...
Kill yourself was the end then.
Huh?
Oh, telling them to kill themselves was the end.
High flood zone. In a basin, so no escape. Kind of like Adelaide Hills.
Oh, I'd love
that. Hang on.
Get that on camera.
Hang on. Carry on.
All right. So, last episode, when we were talking, and we were saying about with, you know, how you have particular type of people, and they're going after specific types of themes and that, and how I was saying Australians love to bag Americans.
Mm-hmm.
This has already happened, and is already at its end conclusion in America.
Right.
Where they do not arrest them.
Yeah.
They do not charge them. They just hold them up and then they just release them. You look at many, many cities in America at the moment where basically they're arresting them. They just let them loot stores. They go do what they want, cause all the ruckus that they want. And now you see mass businesses en masse in major cities throughout America pulling out.
Yeah.
They're trying to go automated businesses and it's not working.
Well, they made the law where no one goes to jail for theft under $1,000.
Yeah.
Really?
You can steal whatever you want as long as you don't steal over $1,000. Nothing will happen to you. You can literally walk away. The cops won't touch you.
And then you have people, normal people in the shop, like, well, I'm not going to try something because who knows what they're going to do if the cops aren't even going to back us up.
I mean, that's essentially what's happening now with the bail laws.
This is what happened. Yeah, exactly. That's what's happening.
Everyone's getting bail.
Yeah.
Just one question.
Please.
What do you propose the government does with the commission housing, rather than put them up and say,
put them in a base? Put them as far away from human society as possible.
Go after lower plenty.
Why?
Lower plenty, not plenty.
What?
What's the plenty?
Okay. Yeah, like down that way, like well past the western suburbs where it's still developing.
Well,
where
that's the other area. Plenty is
not plenty. Northeast. It's what's after Plenty Road? What's the suburbs down that way?
You got like
Mernda.
Mernda, Wallen.
After Mernda, Wallen. So you got all that. Okay, so northeast suburbs.
There's plenty of land out
after
there.
After that, I remember coming up a hill.
Okay,
and then
you do
oversee.
Realize, dude, you don't get into commission housing just because you're a junkie.
No,
you just get in
completely
because
agree. Completely agree. There's something that has gone wrong in your life.
Whatever.
Unlucky. That's not my fucking problem.
Yeah.
That's not my fucking problem, dude. I work myself.
I work my ass off. I have to pay and help other people all the time. I take responsibilities for myself. I don't have anyone giving me handouts. Where are my fucking handouts? What, so I'm supposed to bust my ass, pay all my rents and shit, never be able to afford a fucking home, also pay my taxes, which helps those people, and then have to live with them on top of that?
I think my biggest chafing point, because I don't disagree with what you're saying, right? You do have a point, 100%, yeah? My biggest chafing point is the fact that is when I've wanted help or needed help, medical emergency, yeah, hardship, whatever, the government's just said, go fuck yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
You own a property. I don't own a property, bro. The bank owns the property. I own $3,000 out of that
property.
Remember
when I got sick? Yeah. And I had that random sickness?
Yeah.
I had to quit my job. Like, I didn't have a choice. The doctors were telling me, you have to quit your job. And they said, don't worry. The government will be able to provide for you so you're not homeless. I put that application in. I sent all the medical documents. I never got $1.
Yeah.
I never got $1 from the government. I couldn't work for over a year. They wouldn't let me medically work for a year, and I got nothing. Yet, some junkies on the corner causing problems, stealing shit, like, they get paid out? Oh, what the fuck?
This,
I think that's my biggest chafing point. Look, we live in a country where the quality of life is generally better than, like, you know, Sudan or wherever else in the world, right?
Yeah.
We have a high standard of quality of living here.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful for it. We pay high taxes, and I can't stand it. I get taxed up the ass as well. But at the end of the day, I think, you know what? We've got roads, you know, with minimal potholes. We're not in war. We have clean water. We have hospitals we can go to if we need to. I digress. Yeah? Even though I'm not going to have
Do you have private care? Private health care?
No.
So you pay taxes on top of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. I digress. I'm not going to have kids that are going to use a school system. You know, I rarely drive, like, outside of my grid. You know what I mean? I use public transport more than ever now because I don't need it.
That's gone up too.
Yeah, it has. Well, dude, it's $5.50 for me to get on a tram. The free zone starts like 2-3 stops after me. So technically I should be just walking the distance, but it's $10 to do less than 800 meters or something, man.
Yeah.
I can take a scooter for about $5.56 as well.
Like, for 800 meters?
Yeah.
Why don't you just walk it?
I do.
It takes 800 meters.
No, it takes about 15 minutes to walk.
800 meters.
That's not 800 meters. Hang on. Let me just suss this out, okay? Hang on.
That's still okay.
800 meters in 15 minutes.
Can you shut up? Hang on. I'll tell you, to get to the city.
He's just woken up, you know.
To get to Flinders Street,
all right? Snacking on a breakfast burrito.
I suppose
No, hang on.
What's the thing that they sit on and, like, four people carry you?
Tut-tut.
No. Okay. It's like what the Pope sits on. You know, back in the old days and one, there's like a
big. It's 1.6Ks. 1.6Ks.
Well, it's double what you said.
Yeah, there you go. 1.6Ks, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes.
It's one side of South Lane to the other side of South Lane.
See, the worst part is walking to work, like, that distance. You're going to be sweaty and shit, then you have to deal with that the whole day.
Yeah.
So, I get it. Anyway, why you take a tram.
My point is that I can accept paying high tax to have the standard of life we have.
Mm.
And I accept the fact that as a person, we have some form of responsibility to look after people in our
neighborhood. Oh, see, that's where you lose me.
Yeah, I get it. I'm well aware you haven't got a philanthropic bone in your body. Get it, 100%. I accept that, right?
Mm. Well, you're an idiot.
At the same time-
No, he's entitled to it.
No, he's not. He's an idiot. He's the one that's watching medieval videos every night. He's subconsciously wanting to torture these people.
Says the man who's building a trebuchet.
I do not doubt it one bit. Give me a basin, put him in there. Flood it.
He goes up to homeless people around South Bank. Are you registered on any government websites at all? No? Oh, come here. I've got a nice view for you.
Dickhead. What I'm trying to get at is I accept all that with a grain of salt, and I do it, right? To be generally just a part of society. What I don't like is the fact that when people like us need help, the government is nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere. And the response from Centrelink, for example, is as blunt as, well, go sell your house and then come back to us.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell my house because I'm out of work for a month.
Did your husband beat you? No. Well, too bad.
Like, what kind of logic is that?
No, too bad.
That is genuinely advice I've had from Centrelink.
Yeah.
Go sell. When I was injured at work, through no fault of my own, and my wage insurance, wage protection insurance wouldn't cover me.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, well, fuck this. So, I go to Centrelink. Yeah, no, we can't help you, blah, blah, blah. You got too many assets. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I've got no money in the bank, and the bank owns my house. Paying interest only. Well, sell it, and then, you know, you'll be fine.
You want interest only?
I was for a long time.
Damn, okay.
Dude, I didn't have any money.
Mm.
And the whole idea was to do that for a while, get ahead, and then my broker was going to fix that up. My broker went missing. This is my first broker. The first broker. I wonder what happened to him.
He's hanging somewhere.
Yeah, he's somewhere. Playing Russian roulette.
What? Yeah, the accordion theme song.
He's in
Napoli.
He's in a basement in Cambodia playing Russian roulette. Andre, he's got that red headband on.
Oh, man.
Banana crops in the background. Anyway.
Well, apparently, is it El Salvador? Is the new president there now?
Oh, the one's cleaning up.
Yeah. And he's cleaning up. Crime is
Everyone's in jail.
Everyone. 12-year-olds are in jail. It's like that. It's non-discriminate. Like, everyone. Yeah.
Isn't it like that meme from Parks and Recreation?
But they've got gang kids. Kid gangs.
Is it Parks and Recreation, that meme?
I don't know.
Driving too fast, jail.
Oh, yeah.
Jail. Glasses, jail.
Yeah.
Undercooked chicken, jail. Overcooked fish, jail. Right to jail.
But he's cleaning up. I mean, maybe we need a bit more of an iron fist here.
What really pisses me off is exactly what you said. Like, you try and live normal. You try and do your part. You pay your taxes. You work your ass off, whatever. You try and get by. And then as soon as you need help or as soon as someone legitimate... Like, when I got done years ago and lost my license for speeding, which I asked, where's the recording? Where's the voice clips? Where's... Show me something. I had proved that my mechanic said that his car actually is... fucked at the moment. It's not going to go that fast. It can't go that fast. It can't reach the speeds that you have said you've detected him at. They wrote me a letter saying it. Unless he replaces that part, there's no way his car. I had like one piston. I was running on like one piston. Like the car was gone. So I lost the court. I lost the case in court. The cop didn't even show up to court. I still lost. I lost my license and I was facing jail time. The only reason is I had to give my lawyer another 10 grand in order to get me off jail. Right. What? I was almost going to go to jail for that, for the cop lying through his teeth, no evidence, no proof, no nothing. And yet I turn around and I see all these kids that are committing like house burglaries, aggravated burglaries, carjackings, violent shit, and they're getting bailed straight away. There's nothing. There's no repercussions. There's no nothing. How does that make sense?
Because they've convinced themselves that by disciplining in the sense where, you know, arresting them for actual crimes isn't going to rehabilitate them.
Well, they're idiots.
Yeah, I know.
People like that should not be in power at all.
No.
Like,
the problem here is people. Okay. At some point. Okay.
You got serious. You sat up.
I sat up.
He's good.
Feet are off the chair. They weren't on the chair, but I still got the thongs on.
He slipped back in to the thongs.
At some point, all right, the government. The government's never been a babysitter or a child or a supporter. It's never been the government's job to look after the citizens, the individual citizens. Mm. It's never been their job.
Mm.
At a certain point, it changed somewhere along the line. And now people have become they've become dependent on the government handout.
Mm.
They rely on it. Mm. And the government, instead of becoming like just, not a services, but like basically an infrastructure, you know, an infrastructure supplier and basically just keeping the country open and running, has now become basically, I don't know, like a, I don't want to say a babysitter, but basically like, how would you say it? Like somebody that-
A guardian
of the individual citizens.
Hmm.
Like it's never been the government's job to tell you what to do with your kids. It's never been the government's job to tell you like who to marry.
Yeah.
It's never been the government's job to do any of that stuff.
You mean
stuff.
Historically.
Hmm. It's going back to the feudal system.
Hmm.
See, I'm seeing the elements of his.
Well, no, I mean stuff like this has only come into place in the last, I don't know, 80 years.
Mm.
So
a lot more control,
and people allow that.
Mm. Well, I've got to be honest, boys. I've been considering my options, and I'm heavily considering potentially leaving Australia
to go where? If you say America,
I'll
punch you in the face.
No, I'm thinking like Asian country.
I can live like. King, the white man.
Yeah.
They find him in some,
you know, Japan.
Some banana plantations.
You know, he actually looks a little bit like that Japanese cult leader.
Yeah, the subway dude.
Yeah. He's like the reincarnation.
Yeah, man. He's got the beard.
What do they call the sun?
I know who you're talking about. I remember that grainy photo of him in the
something
paper.
Something Tory. Not Suntory, but it's like
something similar. Yeah. Which Asian country, though? I mean, where are you going to go?
I've got a little list.
Let's hear the list.
Bangkok, Thailand, Vietnam. Cambodia.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But their systems are just as fucked.
No? Why?
Well, it depends where you go and depends what you're doing for work. You're working, your money's coming in from abroad, so you're
better. I can do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Vietnam. Is it Vietnam? Thailand. Vietnam. You want to build a house? I want to build a house. You just tell them where, they just rock up, they're there on the spot. Yeah. Oh, let's build a house. No permits, just done.
Yeah.
It depends what you want to focus on, man. You know, if you want to live a simpler life, but like still have a paradise, go to Thailand, you know.
Hmm.
I told you about that couple. I don't know if I ever told you. I know I mentioned it on this podcast. When I went to Phuket in 2008, there was an Italian couple from Milan that were running the hotel that I was staying at, in Phuket along the beach. And their kid turned one, like the day that because they had a little cake. And they had no one else. It was just them. So the wife didn't speak any English. The guy spoke broken English. I said, how'd you guys end up here? You know, from Milan. How? Oh, they both worked corporate jobs in Milan, 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 9 to 7. So they never saw each other, blah, blah, blah. Hmm. They had the kid and they went to Thailand for a holiday or something like that. They loved it. They got back to Milan, got depressed. Like, this is shit.
Yeah.
So they just packed up, sold, got a local broker to, you know, find them the business. And that was it. Hmm. They basically got like a 99-year lease or whatever on the business. So, yeah, it's theirs in perpetuity, basically. Yeah. Locals run it. And they just run the shop.
Yeah.
That's it. And they go, man, we love it. Like, we went from not seeing each other to now we spend every day together, like, in paradise, essentially, you know, like perfect weather, blah, blah, blah. I got no problem with you going overseas, like, as long as you just do your maths. Some people go over there and they think that it's a paradise and they've got no idea what they're in store for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm not like that. I definitely do my planning and all the number crunching and then make the decision on that. But I'm the point where I'm just sick of it. I'm just tired of being around here.
So, your exit strategy, would you take a boat out to Rosebud and then just disappear or
create a new identity in Vietnam?
Are we just arriving in Vietnam as Senora Cupcake?
Oh, that's a good one.
He adopts a Spanish persona, man.
Got to get a curly
mustache. He actually gets a Spanish guy, he's talking to him in Spanish.
Where are you from?
El Salvador.
Si. Si. Andrea.
Come visit me. So, did you learn Spanish? Yeah, I'm fluent now. Bappy boopy.
That's Italian.
The locals, yeah.
They've got no idea. Look, man, it's a grind. I don't know what to tell you. I think you should reconsider your options. I definitely think you should go talk to my broker, for one.
Mm.
Sometimes it's just the information that's been presented.
No, but it's not just the broker thing. It's like, I'm sick of the whole system. It's piss poor. A lot of the community are absolutely retarded. Like, I can't specify that enough. My neighbors around me, retarded.
What does
you
that mean?
People around me are absolutely fucked in the head.
Do you think it's because...
okay, for example, right? I got one neighbor, and maybe this doxes me to that person. I don't think they're ever going to listen to this. I don't care.
Why would they, man?
They're like a Reiki master, right? Everything that I speak to them about, oh, I can fix that. Let me fucking Reiki you.
What the hell's a Reiki?
Reiki. It's like using the body's natural energy to
She basically
heal.
Rubs her hands and then puts them on you and says you're healed. How's that?
There's a bit more to it, man.
Yeah, real lot more to it. So, she claims that she can also do Reiki from just looking at pictures.
You are actually John Becker now.
She claims that she can do Reiki through looking at pictures. So, if you send her a picture...
How old is this person?
Oh, she's like middle-aged mum.
Do you know what? Okay, hang
bored
on.
Bored as fuck
Do you
want
to... Okay. That's not really an indicator of, like, everyone's screwed. Do you know what everyone's screwed is? You know that woman that went missing, like, a month ago?
No.
The jogger in Ballarat.
No.
The mother. It's been all over the news.
No idea. I'll try not to watch it anymore.
I've been, I haven't been paying attention to the news. The only news I've been...
I know what he's going to do. He's coming.
What?
He's coming. I know what he's going to say.
What? What am I not in the preview of? Sick bastards.
Sorry.
What?
Okay.
Are you going to say the Helldivers new screen?
That's safe, good man.
Brash tactics. What's use them or die trying.
What are you talking about?
Helldivers.
Helldivers, man. You got to get into it.
Okay. I know you are, but it's Starship Troopers in game form.
Yeah. But the exact, like,
spit image.
So you're running around in first person shooting aliens.
Starship Troopers. But you're fighting for democracy, clearly, as fascism.
John, I'm going to be homeless in a month, yeah? So let's just focus on that.
Homeless together.
Well, the good thing is I've got a control pad that you can use, and you can use it in my land room if you want. As you know, we're fighting for democracy. I also have a spare
bedroom if you want.
Yeah. Okay, let me finish.
Get a couch here.
This is actually a really nice couch. It's not fold out.
It'll have a red rug, too. Use it as an extra doona.
And I'm pretty sure... a console here as well, isn't
there? Yeah, there's multiple consoles.
Well, there we go.
Sound damping, you won't hear any noise.
Get some popcorn from the supermarket.
Yeah.
My life is reduced to this couch and popcorn from the supermarket and cat food. Listen.
Living large, man.
I know anything about cat food.
Vitamins. Empty protein. Listen, there's a woman that went missing like 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
In Ballarat.
That's a shame. Sure. Okay.
What do you mean? She went for a jog and never came back, right? And she's essentially vanished.
Yeah. Abusive husband? What is she went to Rosebud, jumped on a boat, disappeared.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right. In the first week.
And a little shoe.
Do you know what they had to police? Do you know what they actually had to police? Psychics that were flooding the fucking Facebook page.
Yeah.
And idiots are like, they're only trying to help.
No, they're not.
These are psychics.
What? I've watched too much South Park the last few years, but that's exactly
if I had a relative that went missing, and I'm with the dog squad, yeah, and we're all in our high-vis with torches and fucking metal detectors out and dogs.
She's this way!
Yeah, and there's a woman with a babushka or some shit talking about tarot.
The sad thing is...
Like, get the fuck...
No.
Go away.
Because the sad thing is, out of desperation, people turn to these charlatans.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
these snakes are, snake oil salesmen.
When they have no other knowledge of what to do, no other control.
But it's not even when they're at their last straw. It's because they're so desperate because they want to find a loved one. These people, they're not trying to help you. They're there for their own gain.
It's a grift.
Yeah.
It's 100% grift.
It's worse than a grift.
It's a scam.
Here's the talisman. Let's follow it. What are you doing?
The dogs are pointing this way. The talisman's pointing that way.
The German shepherds are going nuts. Like... We should get east. What?
It's probably a bone or something. Some hand.
We found a bib. Yeah, and then like a month later, they discovered that the bib was the originating point, and where the dogs were going, there's a whole trail working its way there.
You're going to trust the dogs or a professional? What the fuck?